fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to John Moore Show. Update on Deputy Hendricks. Deputy Hendricks has done the Pledge of Allegiance with us for several years. He's undergoing surgery today in his beautiful state of Mississippi, where he resides. We're praying for the optimal outcome for Deputy Hendricks. He suffered a serious injury while working, and they may have to cut off more of his left foot, unfortunately, to save the rest of him. So we'll be praying for Deputy Hendricks undergoing surgery today. And with that, we'll go ahead and do the pledge. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today, real simple. Buy ammunition. It's never going to get any cheaper. It is only going to get more expensive. And it's something that will, if you keep it in a cool, dry place, it will last for decades into the future. All right, we have patient waiting green room, my friends Randy and his wife Leah Parker. We're going to be talking about the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community down near Harrison, Arkansas. Good morning, Randy and Leah.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Well, we had some storm come through our area yesterday. How about where you are, sir?
Yes, sir. It was pretty intense. We had some straight wind that were pretty high. The only thing we had damaged was a playground, a pretty new playground, which was heartbreaking. But other than that, it was okay. We needed the rain.
Well, we're behind on rain. The whole area here in our part of the country is under a bit of a drought. Randy and Leah, the culture war, which is being waged by the communists secretly against all Americans, is making a lot of progress in places except northwest Arkansas, where you live, isn't it?
It is, yes, sir.
Would it be your first? You're getting a lot of what?
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, in the Harrison High School, if a boy, a mentally ill boy, wanted to go into the girls' locker room, what would be the reaction of the parents in that area?
Yes, no, we don't see any of that here. No. In fact, most of our kids homeschool, but at the same token, we don't have any of those problems here.
The homeschool children can participate in high school athletics if they choose to, but the parents of the homeschool children have confidence that when their children are in the locker room, when their girl child is in the girls' locker room, that she'll be safe and secure from mentally ill boys entering that locker room, won't they?
They will. Yeah, absolutely. No furry buckets either.
That whole thing about furries is very bizarre, isn't it?
It's sick. It floored me when I realized that it was something that was real and I wasn't being played with, but it's bizarre.
It is. Even if it was in a science fiction movie only a few years ago, people would have thought of it as the whim and whimsy of a strange script writer. But it has become reality, hasn't it?
It has. And, you know, when we allow a mental illness to be mainstream and to be a culture, it's a very bad turn for our country.
It is. Well, you're not old enough to remember, but I was a young adult in 1969 when they shut down the insane asylums all over the country, the belief being that they could substitute custodial care with pharmaceutical products, which instantly created a nationwide homeless problem. In case you don't know, Randy, that's how that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, plus what happened. Before that, we had vagrants and bums and so forth, but we didn't have a nationwide homeless problem. But it turns out, after more than half a century, that the pharmaceutical products and a check did not help these people at all. They just decided to be living on the street, and it's an ongoing problem. But once again, are there any homeless camps anywhere around Harrison, Arkansas you've ever seen?
Not that I've seen. You know, every now and then we don't really see panhandlers that much. But every now and then we might see someone walking through, but that's about the size of it.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving a quick heads up on the culture of the Ozarks. I live in the Ozarks. Randy and Leah live in the Ozarks. It's more properly called the Ozark Plateau, if you want to get into geology. Known among geologists as the oldest mountain range on the planet, believe it or not. Our mountains are nowhere near what we have in the Rocky Mountains or the Himalayas, but they are mountains of a sort, aren't they?
They are, yes, sir. They're beautiful. They're more palatable. You know, when you're talking about living and homesteading in a mountainous area, having mountains that are palatable and have topsoil on them and different grasses and trees, it makes it easier to homestead.
Absolutely. Well, my grandparents, they were Baptists, and they told me that when God created the world, when he got finished, he laid down his apron, and that became the Ozarks.
I like it. Yes, sir.
Well, the Ozark Intentional Community is a place where you can have a great life, to raise children or to retire or anything in between, right, Randy?
It is. You know, we've been able to put together a little under 4,000 acres that people can buy anywhere from 5 to 155 acres or whatever they like. We had a gentleman yesterday looking at 250 acres, so we're excited about that, and that they come in and build the homestead, and many of them have other family that's going to be coming in the future. Many of them just have horses and cows and all the above. You know, everyone has their own yellow brick road of the type of homestead that they're looking for.
That's right. So a family could come there and duplicate the lodge in the Yellowstone TV series, or they could build a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, couldn't they?
They can, and they do. Yes, sir. You know, some people are coming like out of Montana and Wyoming who already had a homestead, but they're wanting to get away from all the liberal mindsets and all the down pressures that are going on across the United States and the world. Others are learning how to homestead, and for them, 5 to 10 acres is all they need.
Absolutely. Well, Leah, if a family moves there, and let's say there's a wife or a widow, either are a single woman, there's lots of activities for a woman to participate there, isn't there?
Yes, there's plenty of things for the ladies to do. We like to gather together and in the spring, and we'll have meetings together like we had with you, and sometimes we get together and do things that are just the ladies, and then other times we'll get together and do things as a community. But there are just as many things that you want to do in the city, you can do here. It's just about a 20-25 minute drive into Harrison, about a 35-40 minute drive into Branson. Lots of things to do locally and lots of things to do here on site as well.
Absolutely. Now, if three or four women are together, it's inevitable that women will talk about their health. And if there's a health issue that a woman is dealing with, the other two or three women will jump right in there and give their two cents worth as to their experience with a similar health condition and how to correct it. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. Yes, sir. We like to share our knowledge here, and we have quite a few ladies that have been involved in the health field here, and men as well. We're putting together a emergency response team and trying to get together and make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row here in case things don't go like we would like for them to go in our country.
Well, there's always the thing about emergencies is they come up typically without warning. And an emergency in your area could be a ice storm, a snowstorm, a forest fire. It could be something of a bigger nature involving the whole country, which we're certainly aware of. Randy and Leah, are there any that you're aware of illegal aliens settling in or around Harrison, Arkansas?
Not that we're aware of. We don't see anything like that, but I'm not saying that there aren't, but none that I've seen.
Okay. Well, I was watching a TV news station from my hometown, St. Louis, two nights ago, and I saw a TV ad in the Spanish language, which kind of took me off guard. The term invasion has been used here by Tucker Carlson and others, and I find myself agreeing that what's going on the southern border is certainly best termed as an invasion, don't you think, Randy?
No, it's an absolute invasion. I always call it our Trojan horse, and the writing's on the wall on what's going on. And this past week, the change of guards as far as the amount of different nationalities, this last week, Venezuela, most of them are gangs and drug dealers and offenders who they've released out of their prisons, and they won't even take them back.
No, that's Venezuela smart in that regard, providing housing, food, clothing, medical care for prisoners is expensive. And to release them to our country saves them millions of dollars. Same things with the mental institutions. There's the same expenses apply. And to empty out the mental institutions and the prisons, shipping them to the United States, will save Venezuela a lot of money, won't it, Randy?
It certainly will, but it'll create a lot of issues for us and it's going to intensify. It's a very troubling moment in our country for Americans not to see all of this happening and us not be in uproar about it.
Well, Americans tend to be very polite and not get upset about very many things very quickly. President Trump has promised to have the largest deportation of illegal aliens in history, starting with the violent criminals first. It will take years to deport 10 plus million illegal aliens, won't it, Randy?
It will, and I wonder if the task is more daunting than reality can make it happen.
Well, if the will is there at the highest level, we'll find the resources to get this job done. In the meantime, Leah, we have at Ark Haven, we have all four seasons, but not the extremes. We don't have the extreme heat of southern Florida. We don't have the extreme cold of northern Michigan, do we?
No, sir. I'm a South Arkansas girl, and I love that we have four seasons here. It's extremely hot in the southern part of the state, so I love that we are able to have the cool evenings and the beautiful weather that we have here. It's beautiful because you get to have snow, and you get to see all the beautiful. It adds the nitrogen to the ground, but then it melts off within just a few days, so it's nice.
Absolutely. Four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, with a cycle that we get used to of the plants and the critters. We talked last week about the tree frogs and the songs that they sing until they all go to sleep themselves about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, don't they, Leah?
I don't know about all that, but I tell you, it's beautiful outside here right now. The weather has been just amazing. We don't have really bad winters, but we get to see snow in the southern part of the state. It's a very rare occasion, so I actually like to see some of the winter weather. But we don't have tons of mosquitoes like they do in the south. I mean, we have bugs here, but not like that.
That's right. It's a excellent trade-off. Randy, if somebody's considering Ark Haven, they need to know that the modern amenities of the power grid, telephone service, and high-speed internet are all things that can be had there at Ark Haven, aren't they?
They are. In fact, a person can live the way that they want to. You know, we live totally off-grid, but we've done it in a way to where you can't tell it. So there's
well,
all different types of options.
You're right. I mean, your buildings from the outside look no different than structures would look in the 1940s. Or even 1930s. I walked inside your powerhouse. It was like walking into a NASA control room. It was so impressive. Very professionally done with the batteries, all the electronic control systems, and it's quite a good thing that these options exist for people to live the way they choose to, isn't it?
It is, and we kind of overdid it a little bit. We wanted to see what it really took to be completely self-sustainable, but you don't have to do it to the extent that we have, but the options are amazing. In fact, it took a while for us to find the right people, but when we do, we invite them to stay, you know, and this gentleman that we brought in with his family has created a monstrous business out of it.
And what business would that be, sir?
Installing solar. He has all the skills of doing it the right way and making sure that you have enough to sustain the type of appliances and the home that you want. His knowledge is beyond anything that I've seen.
Well, hopefully my friends up in Montana will get back into production of the nickel metal hydride batteries, which would be a great supplement to what you're doing and what others are doing at Ark Haven. That remains to be seen, so there's no point dwelling on that at the moment. But, Leah, you're a healthcare professional yourself. Tell us about that.
I'm a registered nurse, and I also became a naturopath in 2011, and I do live blood cell analysis. I am more about preventing disease, if possible, and educating people on what causes a lot of the problems with our health.
Absolutely. And you're not alone when it comes to being a healthcare professional. There's others there as well. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by the Ark Haven Intentional Community. There's a panel at my website giving you all the details. We're visiting right now with Randy and Leah to discuss the excellent Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. Randy, do you have an update for us for the founder, Kenneth Updegrove? How's he doing?
Kenan is still in rehab. His condition is stable, but he's probably looking forward to going to another long-term facility after he leaves here. The stroke has affected his ability to short-term think. You know, we know that's going to get better as time goes on, but right now he's stable.
Okay. Well, Ken Updegrove began Arkhaven more than half a century ago, 1971. The reason I mention that is developments like Arkhaven, they come and they go. They're here and they're there. A track record of more than half a century says a lot about the stability of the premises, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, a lot of thought, a lot of trial and error. You know, there were a lot of attempts to do something to this magnitude in the past, which was great for a trial and error purposes. And it's just amazing what God's done.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a telephone number if you want to, if you don't have internet access, what a lot of my listeners don't. The telephone number to call to get more information is the following. I'll give it twice slowly. That's 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. Well, yeah, there's homeschool families on the premises, and it's a combination of homeschooling at the kitchen table and then get-togethers of the homeschoolers for various activities. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Now that it's warming up, they do sports and things outside together. They'll play different games, badminton together, or whatever activities they want to do. It's just a great place to go where children can get together and they have the same kind of values. They're not going to be involved in a lot of the things that children would be involved in because their backgrounds are the same. They're not allowed to use computers unless they are being monitored. So there's a lot more control over what your children are exposed to. And so I think that's better for the younger children especially.
Well, absolutely. And I've known many homeschool families for the past 30 years, and some do it right, and some are too protective to the point where these youngsters really don't know how to act around other children, which is really a shame. But the families at Arkhaven are doing it right, where there's a mix of the homeschool environment and the getting the children together environment also, is there?
There he is. Yes, sir. In fact, just a couple of reports on that and on the back end of it. We have a young man visiting us who is 23. It just got through with his master's degree in college, and his dad owns about 12 acres with us from Minnesota. And this young man was homeschooled all of his life, just finished his master's degree, and now visiting us here. He's taken a pilgrimage since January across the United States camping. And so that's one incident. We have my grandson, who's homeschooled all of his life, is playing for the national basketball tournament in Springfield today. They won double gold last night. And he's got college recruiters from all different colleges looking at him. So that's the end result. You're not, by homeschooling, you're not taking your children out of society. You're actually putting them in as forward thinkers, is the best way I can put it.
I agree. A few years ago, I was conducting an investigation at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and that involved interviewing the man in charge of security at all the gates, which is a very important job with supervising 100-plus men and women. And it turned out he was homeschooled. And what corporate America is finding out is the homeschooled youngsters make very desirable employees, don't they, Randy?
They do. You know, learning how to do things on your own creates a discipline that nothing else do.
We have Bob and the Hour break. We'll break back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here on Friday, the 15th day of March. This hour, once again, is sponsored by the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. Visiting with Randy and Lee, we're discussing all the amenities, all the possibilities. And Leah, when you first meet somebody who's coming out there, is there a list of questions that you expect them to have that over the years that they seem to be more or less consistent one to the other?
Well, mainly when people call, they are aware spiritually of the time that it is. And so they would like to know mainly that Heavenly Father has led us to do this. So we talk to them about how God answered specific prayers and tell them about the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then once they know that Heavenly Father is the one that has led us to do this, then they get into more of the other questions, but they mainly want to know how far it is to Walmart, you know, that they can get to the medical facilities, that they, if they had an emergency, what would they do? The typical questions to make sure that you're okay and that you are in a surroundings that are going to fit for you and your family's needs.
It's an interesting mix. I know my home here in the Ozarks, I can't see any other human-built structure from my home. When the leaves are off the trees, I can see the dusk to dawn lights maybe 400 or 500 yards away. But that's it. And that's the same thing applies in Arkhaven, that many of these homes are not visible in the summertime from other structures, are they?
They're not. No, sir. That was the type of neighborhood that we wanted to design where, you know, I wanted to be so far in the woods that you had to pipe in sunshine. Others want to be closer. But the 5-acre estate living gives that opportunity to where you're not so close that you're not right on top of each other, but you're close enough to have camaraderie if you want.
Absolutely. Well, it's an interesting mix of being in an area that looks like Davy Crockett just rode through there on his way to the Alamo, which he may very well have. The Arkhaven is more or less in a direct line between Texas and Tennessee, isn't it?
It is, yes. A lot of history here. We hear a lot of stories about Jesse James and Civil War and Native Americans and learning the history of the creeks and the water bodies that are close to us. There was a buffalo prairie here where the Native Americans hunt buffalo and bear, and they would trade to other people. And just an amazing set of history that's interesting to find out.
And to the best of your knowledge, it appears there may have been one or more Civil War skirmishes or some type of battle right there on the premises, weren't there?
There has, and we found lots of artifacts. You know, they tell us right before the Battle of Pea Ridge, a lot of skirmishes happened here.
Absolutely. Well, Leah, women have their own concerns. You mentioned how close to Walmart now. Off the top of your head, how many beauty parlors are there in Harrison, if you have a rough number in your mind?
I don't know about a rough number, but any service that you would like to have done in a big city, you can have done here as well. There's too many to count. Branson has a wonderful set, as well as Harrison. I've been to both, and they're no different. They're both excellent.
That's good to know. And the same thing, Randy, for the men, there's barbershops nearby in Harrison as well, aren't there?
There he is. You know, a lot of us now have beards, so you have traditional barbershops who use the hot towels and do traditional barbershops that at one time had pretty much gone away, but those services are available as well.
Absolutely. Well, it's very special and very unique that you can live in a beautiful area like Arkhaven and be as private and remote as you choose to, on one hand. On the other, have neighbors nearby that are friendly and conservative Christian patriots to engage in fun activities, work activities, and spiritual activities as well. Right, Leah?
Absolutely. We were on the top of a mountain the other day and we found a rock, and I said, that's coral. So most people don't realize that every geological period, all the geologists come to Arkansas to study that. So we were able to teach a little kid that was riding with us about some things about our state by showing him the coral that we found on top of a mountain.
That's neat. It's, yeah, a lot of history there. The geology is tens of millions of years old. And if a person's observant, they can learn a lot just by walking around there, can't they?
They can. Yeah, I use a couple of apps to identify trees and plants and rocks as well. And, you know, with those type of technologies, you can really educate yourself quickly.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, I'd like to get updates on the community center, which is in the process of being finished off. Any updates since we talked last?
Not really, no. We are just gathering everything to hopefully get opened up by early summer. But we're very excited about opening our not only our community center, but that whole area for farmers markets and the little medical center and coffee shop, all that type of thing.
Well, early summer is only a little over 3 months away, so it's getting pretty close. And I know there's plans for a library. The original library was could not be salvaged because of mold issues and so forth. But once the library is reestablished, about how many volumes would be in there, if you know, sir?
Well, everyone has a collection of books that they have held for the library, and so I'm sure that it's going to be pretty intensive. We have a storage unit about half full of books.
So we're looking at probably 2,000 plus volumes. Would that be a fair statement?
Or more, yes, sir.
Or more. Right, right. Well, I want to encourage you, if I haven't done it already, to implement the Dewey Decimal System, because that's the quickest and best way to keep track of books and find looking for very quickly. I have yet to implement that with my library with people I work with, but we have 2,000 plus volumes ourselves, and in the absence of Dewey Decimal System, you're hopelessly lost when you got 2,000 plus books, Randy.
Wow. Point noted. I know that we have a librarian here, don't we? Yeah, that she came about last year, so we're excited about that.
Well, then she's well versed in the Dewey Decimal System, and God bless her, because that's a professional librarian is a treasure. She truly is. That's great that a professional librarian is part of Arkhaven. The variety of skills, Leah, that are present among the men and women is breathtaking, isn't it?
Oh, we have a great group of people. We have dentists and doctors and chiropractors and people that build and lawyers and everything that you can imagine, the full gamut of. We even have a Christian psychiatrist, which I didn't even know there was such a thing, but I'm excited about it.
Well, the modern psychiatry is based on the works of Sigmund Freud, who was a cocaine addict and publicly advocated the use of cocaine. And a lot of his thoughts and theories are proven to be quite bizarre and strange. But if there is such a thing as a Christian psychiatrist, that's great. You psychologist or psychologist?
A psychiatrist, actually.
Psychiatrist, really. So that person has a medical degree as well. Interesting. Very interesting. Randy, the development has been going on for more than half a century. There's room for a lot more development. When I was touring the premises with you, you pointed out some of the areas that for future expansion. My belief is that God has kept these properties, this more than 1,000 acres, maybe as much as 2,000 or 3,000 acres, has kept it for such times as these. What do you think, Randy?
Oh, I believe so. I mean, we have springs that you can literally just bend down and drink out of without any type of filters. But some of the scenery and the horticulture and the plants that grow in certain areas, you couldn't duplicate that. It would take thousands of years to duplicate it. And so it's been preserved, and we continue to preserve it for the futures to come.
Yeah, well, this is a long-term endeavor, one more than half a century old already. Every reason to believe it'll be going a half century plus into the future. There's no doubt about that in my mind. How about you, Randy?
No, we'll be here until the Lord comes, if it's His will. And so we are dedicated to do it, and we're excited. Every day is new adventures. Back to we sometimes get to polish our skills. We had our first fire the other day, and it went out on our signal that the brush fire got out, and the woods were on fire. And we had such a turnout. We had probably 10 different families show up, and the fire department was called. But once the fire department got there, he looked at us and said, "Well, you guys have the equipment and the manpower to do this. We're leaving." And we headed out in about an hour.
Well, that was a compliment, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I was so shocked. He just pulled up and literally said, well, you guys got the equipment and the manpower, and that was it. And, you know, it kind of built my confidence a little bit. And we also learned what not to do in the future. We started burning in a rainstorm, but as we always do, but it was still smoldering. So it got out of hand a little bit. But it was a great practice, and it was good for everyone to see what we really could do. And it was amazing.
I'm sure it was amazing. And Leo, the women must be really proud of the men that they've set up this volunteer fire department that get a compliment from the other fire departments in the area. That gives the women a lot of confidence, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but it was the women that found it and called it, and mostly were women putting it out until the men.
Oh, well, all right. I stand correct. So everybody jumps right in there as needed, don't they, Leo?
It was really fun, though. I mean, it wasn't a big fire, but it was great to see how everyone just jumped in and did what needed to be done. It just brought us all together. It was really actually nice, you know.
Absolutely. Well, these fires are very serious matters, and we're burning construction debris at my place 2 days ago, and with a nice fire brick around it, and hoses standing by, and you know, and men standing by. It was kept under control, and everything worked out okay. But I've seen the fire truck. It's an older pumper truck, and it's being maintained and ready to go, isn't it, Randy?
It is. We do have to build an indoor facility for it, but the great thing about having a pumper truck, and we have tanks as well, that we can pull on tractors, that we can go right down to our creeks and fill them up, or fill them up in our ponds, and we're ready to go.
Well, that's the way it works out here in the country, is that the volunteer fire departments keep track of where all the water is that they have to, if they have to go secure water from a creek or a pond or a lake, whatever it might be. And these firemen, they get professional training. They have great equipment, and they do respond and put the fires out relatively quickly, don't they, Randy?
They do. It's amazing to watch them work, and the training of volunteer and full-time firemen. I have a level of respect for them that's really intense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Leah, if a woman was to get pregnant there at Arkhaven, would there be a midwife that could help with that pregnancy nearby?
Yes, sir, there absolutely is. We've had several babies born, and they have options here. If they want to go to the hospital, they can, but most of the ladies have chosen to either have their babies at home or go to the birthing center that they have, and it is fantastic. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was a beautiful home. We have several ladies that are going there now, and we are anticipating having our 11th grandchild in a couple of months there.
Well, that's a lot of birthdays to take care of, isn't it, Leo?
It sure is, brother.
And more on the way, I'm sure. Randy, you're the community is a living, growing, thriving community at Arkhaven, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, as more people come and get settled, you know, that's when people come and look at it and they see, they think maybe things should progress a lot faster. Well, what happens is when a person comes and it takes a while for them to get themselves settled and their home says settled, that when they first come, they're anxious to jump in and help. But I always tell them, you know, first get yourself settled, put yourself in a position to where mama's happy and the kids are happy. And then they start branching out and doing what God's called them to do, or maybe using their skills or starting their businesses or doing all of that. So that progression takes a while, but it's beautiful to see it coming together. I mean, every day we have more people that are moving into their homes, and they're starting to unwind their skills and helping other people and jumping in on community projects. I mean, there's a lot of greenhouses going on right now, a lot of animals being traded. We've had lots and lots of new animals that they share with each other, and they do some swapping. Bartering is huge, as you know. And so we're getting ready to have a women's shooting class. We have some fantastic teachers who are ex-military, ex-police officers that are sharing those skills with not only women, but also men and young people as well.
Absolutely. Well, I've taught Missouri concealed carry classes for more than 20 years, and my experience is that the women frequently do better than the men because they rarely come in with bad habits. Something I've seen many times is a man 50 or 60 or 70 years old, that when his grandfather started teaching when he was 6 or 7, he didn't have the finger strength to pull the trigger, so he started using 2 fingers to pull the trigger, and here he is later doing the same thing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 15th day of March. Well, as always, Randy and Leo, we cover a lot of ground. I got a lot of great information out here. And the way to get started is go to the Arkhaven website, which is linked to my website at thelibertyman.com. Check out the beautiful photographs, what's written there. Look at the videos. And then get started. What would be the best way to get started, Leo?
Well, just give us a call, and if you have any questions, kind of jot down some questions that you have. Normally, we get back to you if we don't answer the phone within 24 to 48 hours, and we go from there. We set up a time for people that want to come check out the land, and we just go from there.
And that telephone number is 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. 4283. We need to emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, that participating in the activities at Arkhaven are optional. There's no requirement that people participate in a particular religious activity or ceremony, is there, Randy?
It's not. No, everyone has their own freedoms. You know, they worship where they want to. There's no obligation. You can be as, you know, everyone is communicated with on a signal, but a person can be as involved in co-op activities or not. You know, we can be as hands-on in helping them or as hands-off. Everyone here is in a true neighborhood where they're the king of their own castle and the queen of their own home. No kings, but King Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if this was an earlier age, say in the 19th century, I could see a general store and a post office being part of Arkhaven. That's not necessarily a possibility now, but a century ago or more, it would have been, wouldn't it, Randy?
It would have. And by the way, John, we were approved to be our own community post office about a year ago. We have enough people to be in town, but we haven't pursued that yet. We're still praying about it.
Well, having your own zip code is certainly an elevation of status, to say the least, and it shows another level of commitment, another level of continuity. That's great. And, well, you guys keep praying about it. We're out of time here, guys. We look forward to having you back next week.
Hey, we've enjoyed it. And give us a call. Land's going fast. We appreciate your show, and we're so thankful that we've been able to partner with you with this time, John. And we thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Randy and Lee. We'll talk to you next Friday. We appreciate it. All right. We've got top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be with my friend, Pastor Evan Bell. He's the pastor of my church that I attend every Sunday, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. Quick heads up here. We have a Zoom meeting tomorrow evening. Details about my website, a Zoom meeting about the Arkhaven, excuse me, about the LifeWave skincare products. That's a separate.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.